Welcome to my podcast. I shouldn't say this, but my name is Katie Leeson and I'm Managing Director of Social Chain UK. And welcome back. We're here, another episode, and I am very excited to talk to you about this today. It's something I'm very passionate about. I'm going to talk to you about social media, which you all know is the world that I work in. But I want to talk more specifically about the positives that come with it. There is a lot of negativity in the world around social media. And I want to talk about the positives of social media because there is a lot of talk about the negatives. And there are negatives. We've seen it in the last few days after the England game. A very sad day for everybody, but their positives around social media are quite often left out of the conversation. And I wanted to really start changing the narrative and the thought process around what we can actually achieve if we use social media correctly. I think there's a lot of confirmation bias around the negatives of social, and there's a hell of a lot of talk around how social is damaging the next generation of young people, how it is a tool for hate, it is a tool for bullying, but it also has a lot of positives. And I think that confirmation bias that your brain actually takes on when it sees negatives over and over and over again is something that we will recognise, but also then there's something we can start to change the narrative on and talk about the positives and try and change that confirmation bias that everything is wrong with social media actually into understanding the benefits that we can all gain as a society from using it in the right way. I will touch a little bit on what happened this week with the England game, but also I'm really going to focus on how we use it to our advantage to create a movement to make change in the world that we all want to see. So it's not all bad. There are some good. It's something that has been on my mind for a while, especially when I got asked to do a talk to schools and also to a group of 11 to 14 year old girls around comparison culture. And I started to really think about what was it that was causing comparison culture and think about the actual nugget of the cause and what was creating it. And from that, I started looking at how a usage of social media of young people, what they're using it for and how they're using it. And it sparked from there, really. So 95% of the online population use social media. So it's not going to go anywhere. You can start to say that it's not working or you can ban your kids from using it, but it isn't going to go anywhere. And you will have heard my episode that I did with my friend Dr. T a few months ago. I spoke to him about this and I spoke to him about how adults are perceiving social media and the differences between the adult brain and the child brain. And he came up with an amazing anecdote that was adults today are like travel agents when it comes to social media. They don't know the terrain. They just tell you and give you advice on the destination rather than having been there themselves. What we need to create is a movement of tour guides for social media. So people who know the terrain, know what machete to use in which part of the jungle, know which platform is great for what. And then from there, we can start to create a better social world for everyone. So I wanted to really share that thought and this thinking on the podcast. There have been some obvious issues that need to be addressed across social media platforms, namely trolling and abuse, which do need to be dealt with swiftly and harshly. It's unacceptable that they haven't been already. Something has to change. If I can get a COVID information sticker every time I post my COVID vaccination card, why can they not do the same? The technology is there. Why can't they do the same for racial slurs, abusive words, bullying, anything? I don't understand why they won't use that same technology, which they have implemented so well for COVID information to make sure that the information that's being spread is the correct information, why they can't do the same in that respect. And I was incredibly sad after the England game. It made me feel very emotional, really sad that this is a society we live living in. And yes, it's down to the people that are posting, but the platforms have a responsibility to make their world a safer place and to protect the community that they have within it. But I'm not going to talk too much about that. I want to talk about the positives that we can create from it and how that can benefit society. I'm going to make it a lot more productive, and I'm not going to let those issues dominate the conversation. Let's focus on action rather than complaining. If we want to make social media a more positive place, we need to highlight all the good that it facilitates. We need to teach our young people how to use it well and when it can serve a clear purpose. We need to flip the narrative. I'm going to use this episode to talk about all the things I admire the most about social media. And there is a fantastic quote from American author Eric Qualman. We do not have a choice on whether we do social media. The question is how well we do it. Spot on. As I said at the beginning, 95% of the online population use social media. It's not going to go anywhere. So we don't have a choice about whether it's going to be around. We're not going to take it down. Things aren't going to change, but we can change the way that we use it for the force for good. The biggest positive of social media, of course, is that it connects us with more people than we'd ever dream of meeting in real life. People have been reunited with long lost relatives, found friends they thought they'd never see again, sustained long distance relationships that they would never have survived if it wasn't for social, found support from all corners of the globe, and also dating apps. It's a form of social media. People have found their partners for life from social media. There are children walking about right now that without the power of social media would never have been born. Marriages taking place. There are a million swipes on Tinder every single minute on the internet. So think about that. How many connections are made in an internet minute on dating platforms? That wouldn't have happened without social media. In the same vein, so many communities have emerged through social media. There's a group, a chat, a page for every and any interest someone might have. That's a huge positive, especially for young people who might be feeling like an outsider at home or at school. Social media is helping them find their place and giving them a real sense of belonging amongst like-minded people. And I'm going to let you into a little bit of something that I've experienced through this. My brother came out as non-binary transgender in March last year to me, and he has used social media to create a community and to understand what he's going through in a better way through the use of social. So there are so many ways that people can now understand themselves better through the communities that can be built through social than would have happened before. And I'm ever so grateful that he's been able to learn more, to find people that he can talk to about his experiences and help him live his best life. Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp handle 60 billion messages every single day. I don't think Social Chain would be here if it wasn't for WhatsApp. Think of how many things would have been left unsaid without those apps. How many dates would never have been discussed or plans that wouldn't have been made. My relationships have... I was on dating apps for a while and I've got some of the best stories. I've got some of the best stories from the most random groups of people that I've met, from dating apps through to keeping connections with my friends. One of my school friends actually moved to the US a couple of years ago, and we use Facebook as our way of keeping in touch with what's going on with her life and her kids. And my career would not be where it is today without LinkedIn. We wouldn't be sat here now doing this podcast if it wasn't for the use of social media and you guys listening to it, but you found it through us promoting it on social platforms. So I wouldn't be sat here today if it wasn't for social. Plus, I also wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for social media. So I am incredibly lucky with how I have built an amazing community. I was thinking before about what happened this week with the football and how I've spoken before about being... an empath and the impact that that can have on me. This week I found it incredibly heavy talking about things that just made me really sad about a sport that I love and people that you could see were obviously hurting straight after the game, being abused by other people online. And what I've taken out from it, I posted something on my socials about how the platforms need to do more. And the response that I got from my community that I've got on my platforms, it was just amazing. The care, the consideration, the thoughtfulness. And I am incredibly grateful to find these people and talk to them and just have real connections with like-minded people who also want to do good. and share the message and help it go further and hopefully make a change that's good in the world. So I feel incredibly lucky to have the group of people that follow me and interact with me, and we have a chat. People that I would never have met in real life if it hadn't been for this. So really grateful. One of the things that the last 12 to 18 months, we've seen a shift actually in the usage of social and how people are using social media. So up until the end of 2019, it was starting to move more into content consumption. So people were using social as a way to entertain themselves, see funny GIFs, share funny memes. But actually, one of the things that positives that came out of the pandemic was a shift in the usage of social media and the use of connections with people throughout the pandemic. Now, that hasn't stopped as we've started to move more into a real life, getting back to new normal or whatever that may be. That usage case has still been the same, and people now are using social to connect with friends like they did when the social apps were first founded and the reasons that they were founded. And I think that's a really positive thing. I personally, as I said, use social quite a lot when we were in lockdown, living on my own for that time. It was my outlet for being able to stay connected to my friends, their kids, their family, knowing what was going on, my parents. Also, just being able to share funny stories about the stuff that you watched. I mean, how much did we all talk about Australian Married at First Sight in the midst of lockdown? And just being able to do that with having the people on social to be able to do that with was incredibly useful for me, being sat in the house on my own. So there are both massive personal benefits, but there are also professional benefits too. We talk a lot about those who have lost out on opportunities because of their old posts when people are applying for jobs, but very little is said about how many people have gained opportunities as a result of their social media presence. Only recently, TikTok announced that they're piloting TikTok resumes. That started in the US. I'm hoping that they're going to bring it to the UK. I'm talking to them about how I can get Social Chain on there as quickly as possible. Short created videos combined with TikTok's built-in creation tool have organically created new ways to discover talented candidates and career opportunities. Now they are harnessing that, pushing themselves as a legitimate avenue for recruiting, and I think it's amazing. The thing that social has created in the next generation of talent coming through into the jobs market is we've got people who know how to film, how to edit, how to create content, who are super creative and know how to create stuff that people are going to engage with. That is amazing. You think that your kids just sat there on social just looking at a screen, but actually you're bringing out the creative side of them when they are editing TikTok videos and putting them out on their platform, adding music over the top, creating overlays and things. I think it's amazing. We have in the past made hires at Social Chain because of social media. It's something that I want to get back to. We are 50% probably of people who've never been to uni, who've got experience in just creating amazing content for audiences and know how to engage with them on platforms and are platform experts. And I don't think we would be in the position we are today without those people being in the business, which is why I can't wait for TikTok to bring the resumes through to the UK. Social media is a real incubator for creativity, and we're seeing tangible changes across a whole host of industries as a direct result. To turn to TikTok again, as I mentioned before, young musicians are accelerating their careers and massively boosting their earnings by live streaming their busking sessions on the app. That is having a huge impact on the music industry and the entire culture that surrounds it. I don't think we can fully comprehend just how long-lasting these changes are going to be yet, but we are definitely starting to see more of them. And we have this vast network of people with a whole host of experiences that are now able to share nuggets of wisdom to the world, inspiring young people to challenge the way of doing things. I now want to talk about young people specifically and social media and how we can use it as a benefit. We spend a lot of time worrying about the negative impact on social and how what that's having on young people. But when asked, 81% of teenagers said that they actually felt social media is having a positive impact on their life. I think a lot of people would be surprised by that. Parents, I think, will be really relieved to hear that statistic. But as I said before, they need to know how to use it to help their children use it in the right way. So much of the conversation around social focuses on the horror stories, and young people absolutely need to be warned that there is a dark side to all this. They need to know how to keep themselves safe. But when so much of the advice is based on fear and focuses on the extremes, it doesn't trickle down to the daily habits. I'd love to help to change the narrative here. I think by highlighting the positives of social media, young people would be encouraged to continue harnessing it as a power for good. A Real Passion of Mine is encouraging people to really think about their values. The reason for that is I did not know my own personal values until I started this podcast a few years ago. And now I am so much more comfortable in what I talk about, where I talk about it, the feedback that I might get from it, and also where I focus my energy. Values are incredibly personal. They are unique to you. If you know you are living your values, you're going to produce your best work. You're going to get the most out of your life, and you're going to be happier as a result. What they care about and what they stand for above anything else, to me, is the most important lesson we can teach children nowadays. And I think that goes back to the education system. And I think things need to change. Knowing your why means that you can curate a social media experience that fulfills those values and helps you to grow alongside them. And I genuinely think that this would push social media use in a whole other realm of positivity and possibility. The reason that I say this, and not many people know this, is that your social media experience is of your own making. If you are looking at things that are making you sad, the algorithm does not know that they're making you sad. They don't know the emotions that connecting with what you're looking at, but they think you want to see more of it. Think about that for a second. If you are looking at something that makes you feel bad, you're going to see more of it because of the way that the algorithms are set up. Every single platform wants to keep you on their platform for as long as possible. They don't want you going to another one. So they're going to keep feeding you the things that you are viewing. You are creating your own social media experience, but there is a way to change it. If young people and adults, if every single one of us knew our values, knew how to follow accounts with similar values, knew how to follow accounts and interact and create content that actually lives those values, you would create a world that would raise you up, not tear you down. And I think that this is the thing that we all need to focus on. It goes down to the individual. Yes, the platforms have got more to do when it comes to abuse and hate. They can do more, no doubt about it. But us as individuals can actually help ourselves by understanding our values. So for example, my values are learning. I need to be learning all the time to feel fulfilled. Fun is another one. I have to bring a bit of joy into everything I do. Sometimes it's a little bit silly, but that's what makes me happy. Care is another one as well, which is why a lot of the things I talk about on social and within Social Chain is all around the culture and how I can help people be better at what they do and be happier. Those three is an example. Achievement is another, but I'm the daughter of two teachers, so I'm always going to have that because I was constantly red-penned with every piece of work that I did as a child. But knowing those and knowing that when I post something, if it doesn't tick one of those boxes, then I am not living my values and it's not authentic to me. I feel so much better at the response I get. And if people disagree with me, if I write something that I truly believe that fulfills my values, I'm not bothered about people writing back that they disagree. It feels authentic to me. And I know that I'm on the right track. The other thing is following people who help fulfill you and help you grow in those areas. I've curated my social media experience to only follow the people that I feel I can learn from all of those elements, and also that can entertain me and bring a bit of fun into my life. Because of that, that's what I see. if there's something on there that is triggering you, or if it's a person that is bringing you down, you can mute them. You don't have to unfollow them. So you don't have to create drama with, oh, this person's unfollowed me, this person's not talking to me anymore. You can just mute them. It doesn't have to be forever. You can just mute them for a bit of time until you get your head back. If you don't feel like you're getting out of that person what you need to fulfill your values, mute them. Biggest tip, mute away. So I've used this tool as a way to help me develop. I hope you can see that in the way that I talk about the world, the things that I put out there and the things that I share. If schools started to do this at a young age and gave young people the opportunity to understand their individual values, to then help them create a world on their social media, we would help to eradicate the fear, the hatred. It would just create so much more of a valuable experience on social media than what we currently have. There's always going to be comparison. Comparison is built within our DNA. Comparison has been there forever. And it was actually coined by a psychologist in the 60s. It's there to make us better. So comparison was an evaluation tool that we would use as humans to push ourselves to be better. Yes, now there is a mass scale of comparison because of social media, but it's always been there. And if you turn it on its head and use it as a way to make yourself better, then you can use it. And if you're living your values and if you're following things that are fulfilling those values, you are only going to make yourself happier on social. So when creating their accounts, young people are stepping into a completely new world. The difference is that the virtual world is theirs to create. It can be as positive or as negative as they choose and as you choose to make it. And I think that we have a responsibility to ensure that they know exactly what they can achieve within it. Not only that, but how they go about it as well. This is something I've been thinking about for a while. You can probably tell I am quite passionate about it, and I'm glad that I've finally been able to share it with you. With 3.5 billion people using social media every day, it'd be a mistake for us to ignore the power it has to do good. I'd love to hear your thoughts on everything I have discussed today. So if these topics are something that you've been thinking about too, please drop me a message on the website katieleeson.com, on Instagram, LinkedIn or Twitter. And as always, please leave us a little review. Please give us a little 5 stars. It helps us do more with the podcast, so please rate and review. And I will see you next week.